Hi. Well, today's our final day, and I want to share with you a breath that I find so powerful. I use it for cold water breathing or ice going into the ice water afterwards. Everybody's got their own way of doing this, but this is my way of doing it. And I was actually taught by a young couple I met at the Global Inspiration Conference, which is all about breath work, and this one was in Joshua Tree in California. And this young couple were professed breatharians. You know what a breatharian is? Breatharian is someone who survives on breath alone. No water, no solids. And they even had a child, gave birth to a child while they were breatharians. Now, I'm not asking you to become a breatharian, and I'm certainly not one myself. But one of the ways they were able to, apart from they'd watch the sun every night at sunset and they'd get sun energy in the morning at dawn. But one of the ways they were able to meet the kind of density of life and the needs of life to maybe get in the fast lane once in a while was to use what I call the combustion breath. And the combustion breath, as I said, I use it before I go into cold water, and it builds up a lot of energy very, very quickly. And the reason it does that is because we're using the dynamics of hot and cold. With the air we breathe in, we breathe it in very cold, and that means we purse our lips into a tiniest hole you can, like this. Like that. And the exhale, we open our mouth wide and let out all the air at once, let out all the heat at once, like that. Excuse me for the sounds. You're going to get some sounds when we do this because it's a very vigorous breath. And then we're going to start off really slowly, like, I don't know, maybe 2 seconds, 3 seconds in, 3 seconds out. And then I'm going to increase the pace. And as we increase the pace, we're still going to be pursing our lips on the inhalation and opening our mouth wide on the exhalation. So at the end of it, we're going to be kind of looking a bit odd, going like that. Okay? And we're going to do it for about 40 seconds. And then I'm going to ask you to hold your breath on the exhale for just a few seconds. Probably you could do it for much longer than I'm going to ask you to do it. And then compensate by breathing in and holding for a few seconds, and then out breath and relax. Okay, so I'm just going to repeat that one more time. We're going to start slowly with. Then we're going to get faster and faster until we're sort of like that. And then I'm going to ask you to exhale, hold your breath, notice what's happening. Notice what's happening to your body, to your feelings, dizziness, anything that's different. And then inhale and hold your breath again. And I'll tell you when to release. And then you're going to release and relax. Okay? Let's try it together. And again, if you're on medications, please press the pause button, check with your doctor. Find out it's okay to do this, okay? Please check. And don't do this if you're driving or on a bicycle or anywhere like on a tightrope doing those kind of normal things that we do, okay? All right, here we go. You can just do it with me. Inhale. Hold. Notice. Inhale all the way. Hold. And exhale, relax. And now stay in silence if you can, stay in stillness for just a few moments. Noticing anything that's different. Thank you. Now you probably noticed, I mean, I was getting too hot. I mean, it's not warm where I am right now. It's quite cool. And I am wearing a jacket, but by the end of it, I was starting to sweat quite considerably. So this is a great breath to do if you're in the cold at a concert or in an evening and, you know, and you don't have something warm to wear, or if you've just been caught in the rain and it's a cold night, something like that. It's a great breath to use. Another way you can play with it, and this is fascinating, I do this sometimes in groups, is I get the whole room to do it. And then I have people hold up their hands in front of each other like this and just sense what they feel. Just notice that what you're beginning to feel is a whole quality of energy that's radiating from that person in front of you. This gives you an idea of how the breath can be used to become aware of what's more subtle. Because the breath is subtle, right? Think about it. It's not ours, we borrow it. We always have to give it back. And the more that we use it, the more sensitive we become to our emotional state. We can be sentient beings, right? We're called the only animal that's a sentient being when actually we're not very sentient. We push away our feelings. So the more that you use your breath as you feel things, the stronger and the more resilient you become as a human being. And for those of you that have come this far, I want you to know that I have a gift for you. Please get in touch with us. I have a book of, I think it's 37 different breath styles with little diagrams that I'd love to share with you, and you can take that with you. So many blessings to you. Thank you for being with us. Know that I'm Anthony again. I'm the founder of Alchemy of Breath. We get the world to breathe, and you can join us every Sunday at alchemyofbreath.com. Many thanks for being with us.